Harry Bickmore and Tommy Little.
The Bickmore is back.
I'm back. I'm a little bit delirious because I popped over to my hometown of Perth for a night and I haven't slept much. So this show could go anywhere. But I went to farewell my grandma who passed away last week. And last week I farewelled my papa who passed away. So I now have no grandparents in my life. But I feel so incredibly blessed that into my 30s, I still had all of my grandparents plus a step-grandma.
Yep. Wow. And they lived long,
and they lived long,
lives.
Fulfilled lives. And, yeah, I feel very, very grateful. So it was a sad day, but also a day of celebration.
Great.
But I also know that you had a day of celebration here without me.
We had a wild one. Some conversations went in directions that we didn't think they were going to go.
No, well, I saw a rundown and it had something about hemorrhoids.
Yep, that's what happened. Sonda,
I mean, you're tackling the big issues without me here. I don't know how I feel about
Sonda,
it.
As you know, our producer had a medical emergency and that's why she couldn't come to my stand-up comedy show. And we happened to have I'll play you some of the bits next, but we happen to have also the emergency call that she made to the emergency service.
Which I didn't even know you could get hold of.
Neither did I. No. And also, I haven't even heard it.
No, neither of us have.
Let's venture down this vortex together next and work out whether we should feel bad for her or if we can still laugh at her expense.
That's all coming up right around Australia. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's been a big few weeks on our show.
It has been a big few weeks
on
our show.
Behind the scenes, too.
Yes. You came to my stand-up show last week.
Yeah.
And
we were meant to have a big Mexican fiesta at my house.
Yes.
And we had to cancel the Mexican fiesta because Sonda, our esteemed producer, on the day of the Mexican fiesta slash go to see a stand-up show, ended up in emergency.
Yes, and you may have heard the story yesterday on the show. Of course, Carrie was away, but what we didn't play was when we actually called Son
last week.
Yeah, to see how she was feeling.
Just hours after hospital, you got out of hospital?
Yeah. I thought she was putting on the...
Like, oh, me too. It was like,
it's so dramatic. Anyway, here's us calling.
Do we need to say what was wrong with Son?
She took a multivitamin.
Reaction.
It made her spew. Her blood pressure dropped. She pooped herself, and then she called paramedic, and she had energy. So we did one thing, and she chose to wipe her bum instead of put her pants up. So anyway,
there's the
we
context.
Called her, and this is how she answered.
Hello.
Oh, Son. I've never heard
Hello.
The sounds. What's up? Are you okay, mate?
Sleeping.
Oh, I just wanted to check that you were really sick and just didn't want to come to Tommy's comedy show.
I would rather be asleep and unhappily taken to hospital with Ambos than spend any more time with you guys.
Yeah.
And I mean, who says, sleeping?
And Donna, she insists that you said that wasn't acting. You said you were just asleep. You don't even remember the call.
No, I was asleep on the couch.
Yeah. And so yesterday, because when you're away, we took calls because Don said that she wiped her bum, although she wasn't able to pull her pants up.
Yeah, so because she was vomiting and pooing and then you had your little boy Henry there and so you called emergency and all I knew was when you arrived you had your pants around your ankle.
So I'd lost blood pressure and I thought I'm going to have to drag myself to the front of the house to make it easy for the paramedics to get to me.
Yeah.
I better clean my bottom before I do that, and then that's all I have.
Rather than pull up your pants.
You've got to pull up your pants. What? So you'd rather be found naked or with pants on and a dirty bum.
So this is what we took. This my mind.
How
did
I miss this? Yeah, definitely pants on.
Thank you. That's what I said as well.
Okay.
Son disagrees, but our calls took it even a bit more of a wild direction. We're asking the question, if you can only do one, do you pull up your pants or wipe your bum? If you only have the energy to do one, knowing the paramedics are on the way. Sam, which one are you doing? Are you pulling your pants up or are you wiping your bum?
I'm pulling my pants up and I'm not wiping my bottom. I had the Ambos come last night. I have a hemorrhoid and I couldn't wipe my bottom because I had gastro 2 days ago. All brown, all red.
That'll do me. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Why do you call a paramedic for a hemorrhoid?
No, because the same thing. She was had gastro. Right. That's why. It wasn't because of
the hemorrhoid.
Yes.
Sticking, I've please been using don't. The service all wrong.
If you've just
that's
got a hemorrhoid,
not what it's for.
Please don't call emergency services.
No.
But then, Son, you have got your hands on your audio of your actual call.
Yes.
Your emergency call, which I didn't even know was a thing, but you can request it.
Yes, you can. You can request it. So my call to them was 11 minutes long. So strap in, guys, for a long.
Why did you want to hear it?
Because I wanted to hear. So in my mind, my instinct was to protect Henry, and I thought it would just be interesting to hear what I actually sounded like.
Whether you were distressed or whether you were calm, right.
And can I give a huge shout-out to the people who operate 000 and also to the paramedics.
Oh, what a job.
It's cool and calm under pressure, which clearly I'm not. Yeah. They were amazing.
So they stay on the line with you often and talk with you through until the paramedics arrive.
So the bit of the call that I have is the 000 operator who kept me calm, and then she put me on to a medically trained person with Ambulance Victoria who assessed
right.
And so, we haven't heard this yet. Is this going to? Well, let's just. Can we just play it?
Yeah.
Is it distressing?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Emergency services. Tell me exactly what happened.
I don't know. I have a young child, and I'm in a state where I can't function. Yep. I've thrown up, and I don't know why.
Alright. Is your breathing normal for you?
No.
Okay, I'm organising help for you now. Just stay on the line and I'll tell you exactly what to do next.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Wowzers.
I don't know how to feel about that.
I think I sound like a proper drug addict and I certainly wouldn't come to my assistance.
Wow,
oh, but you
Don.
Sound so unlike you, Son.
Yeah, because I'd passed out.
And then when they arrive and they got another surprise when your pants are around your ankle, but sparkling clean bottom. Hey, the great news, Son.
I can come see your comedy show?
Yeah, because the rest of my shows for this week are sold out. So we put an extra one on at Hamer Hall.
Just for me.
Just for you. 9:30 this Saturday. Are you going to be there?
I'd love to come.
Oh, go check it out. It's such a good
Where
show.
Where do I get tickets?
TommyLittle.com.au. It's a massive theatre and at the moment it's not full, so I'd love
it
to see you
It will be full
there.
Saturday. Actually, I need to talk to you about your comedy show.
Okay.
I have one little issue.
Oh.
After seeing it on Thursday night.
Okay.
We'll discuss that later in the show.
Great.
Okay. But, well, if you're in Melbourne, you want to go see Tommy this Saturday night, head to tommylittle.com.au. See him at the Hamer Hall.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Okay. I'm going to need crowd participation in this next chat.
Oh,
okay?
I love it.
I want you to listen and get involved on a plane back from Perth this morning.
Isn't that what radio is?
No, I would like you to sit back and listen, but you don't get involved.
Okay.
I want crowd involvement.
Okay. I would just like to think that for most of the radio that we do together, I'm listening and involved.
Not you. I'm talking to people
that are
working or driving.
Okay.
Some days it's questionable.
Yeah, that is true.
Anyway, I was on a plane this morning, right?
Yeah.
No kids. I had one kid, 11-year-old,
yes.
who might as well be flying on his own, causes no problems.
Sure, yep.
But didn't have the 4-month-old, didn't have the 4-year-old.
Yes.
And I was like, 4 a.m., I had to get up, 6 a.m. flight. Oh, my God, I can sleep. I can sleep for the full 3 hours back from Perth.
Heaven.
Sit down, have my brekkie. Nestle into my little thing behind my head, you know, the cushiony thing you can sleep with.
Oh, my gosh, do you bring your own cushiony
yes,
thing?
Yes, I do.
Just when I think you can't get more embarrassing. I bet you wear it around your neck before you get on the plane too, don't you?
Well, how else do you carry it, mate?
Do you walk around the airport with that thing around your neck? Oh, mate.
So I nestled into such a good invention.
Bickmore? I'd go, nah, there's no way. She's wearing one of those pillows around her neck. She's walking. She hasn't even got to the terminal yet. Do you drive with it on in the car?
No.
Okay.
Anyway, settle back, close my eyes.
Yes.
And then I hear.
Oh, no.
I was like, is that a snore? No. And then I hear. And then I hear.
Oh, no.
And then a pause again.
Is it
then
Ollie?
A pause. No. So I start looking around. Then a break again.
Oh, no.
And then a break again. Every time this noise happened, but it was like a.
Yeah. The uneven snorer is the worst of all the snorers because you think they're going to die.
Okay. So I turned around and saw the culprit behind me, right?
Yeah.
And I was looking at him. And at first, I really just wanted to poke him and wake him up because I was like, now's my time to sleep, mate.
Didn't
Not your time to sleep.
Didn't
okay?
think about smothering him with your neck pillow.
Anyway,
yes.
I listened for the entire flight and didn't sleep.
Oh.
And I worked out this man's got sleep apnea. He definitely has sleep apnea. He didn't have a solid minute in the entire 3.5 hour flight. And I thought, I need to work out whether to tell this man he's got sleep apnea. I could save his life because sleep apnea can be deadly, right?
This is starting to sound like a familiar part of the show.
So 131060, I want you to get involved in this.
To shave or not to shave?
To poo or not to poo?
To
tell the passenger behind me that he has sleep apnea.
Not to
tell the passenger behind me that he has sleep apnea.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to need some help. Yep. What is sleep apnea?
So, you know sleep apnea. Ollie had to go and spend a night in a sleep school to check, right? It's where you lose your breath, I think, when you're sleeping. So
a lot
that's
of the
why
time, school for me was sleep school.
No, I think you never get into that deep REM sleep. Right. REM sleep? REM's the band. REM sleep.
But REM is the band named after the thing, isn't it?
Anyway.
Rapid eye movement.
I could tell it wasn't a normal snore. It was a snore of I'm catching my breath and breathing after a minute.
Your air passage doesn't open.
Yes, like it's like he just didn't breathe and all of a sudden he went, in fact, I tried to record it. A bit creepy, but I tried to record it. I haven't listened to this yet, so I'm not sure. Okay, so.
Is that him?
No, that's the plane.
Oh.
I've got the phone up to the microphone. Okay. Can you hear it? I know you can't. I'm sorry. Okay. I've got five different recordings. You obviously can't hear him, but he's very loud.
There's another moral conundrum here. Do you record people when they're sleeping or not? And clearly you've made your moral decision on that one. But do you tell him?
I tell him? What if he didn't know and he's not got a partner and no one's ever said to him?
My vote is no, because I'm just thinking if you told me, I'd just be so embarrassed.
Yes, but what if I saved your life?
I'd rather die.
No, you wouldn't. Carrie's called up. Oh. Carrie. Do I tell the man that he's got sleep apnea or not?
Absolutely. I spend all night poking my partner because he's the same. It's a nightmare.
But has he done anything about it?
No, the male.
But
does he lose, lose his breath or does he just snore?
No, sometimes he just stops breathing. Why I poke him because I wake up because he stopped breathing.
But see, you've told him and he hasn't done anything about it, so I don't see the point then in telling him.
But what have I got to lose? I tell him, I walk away, and he could be thanking me for the rest of his life. He could have a family, he could have kids.
But you're assuming he's going to do something about it.
Well, I can't be responsible for everything. I can be responsible for my part to play.
Yeah, but let's go to Angela. Angela, should Carrie tell stranger he has sleep apnea?
I'd probably tell a stranger, but my husband has it, and for the longest time he stops breathing in bed, and I sit there and go, will I or won't I poke him? No. Not going.
And is it depending on the day that you've just had with him, Anne?
No, I just say no. I just go, you know what? Oh, well.
All right.
Okay.
So he starts jumping normally and then they start going, taking
it
deep
can't
breaths.
Be good.
So, but still this. So,
no,
Angela, are you saying she should tell this man?
Oh, you know, if he was good looking and a stranger, maybe. Yeah, you know.
And you see,
he was neither of those things. He was a stranger.
Do you know what is common about all this? Because none of these women care for this man's welfare.
No,
they're just like, oh, my husband does something that gives me the irrits as well.
I just couldn't sleep, and that was what was annoying me. But
so
let's
you
speak
don't
to
even
someone.
Care about
not really.
His well-being.
I don't want to put another passenger through having to listen to that. Okay. Josh, you actually have sleep apnea, yeah?
Oh, hang on. Wait, can we get Josh, please?
No, he's dropped. He's right. His sleep apnea is taking him. Josh, are you there?
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Good. Now, is it true that you have sleep apnea?
Yes, I was diagnosed last year. My wife actually woke me up one night, had me tested, and I actually stopped breathing 37 times in an hour.
And so, Josh, have you been treated?
Yes, at this current stage, I am on an apnea machine. But, yeah, if it wasn't treated, they can lead to issues such as heart attack, obviously suffocation. So there is a lot behind it. So, yeah, I think you should tell him, especially...
So it's a bit late now because I'm off the flight.
Well, you didn't get any details or anything? What about we just post that creepy video that you shot of him sleeping?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
All right. What are some of the things you've done in your life? Have you skydived?
I have skydived, yes.
Have you bungee jumped?
I've bungee jumped nude for you.
That's right. Well, not just for me if you missed it. It was for our beanie campaign. It
wasn't one of those weird things where Big is just like, bungee jump nude for me now. I'm like, okay.
Actually, I showed a video of our Beanies for Brain Cancer campaign from last year to a group of kids at the school the other day, and I forgot that bit was in there. And
yes.
They were quite little and they all started giggling, found it very funny.
Oh, God, well, that's hurtful.
But we discovered today that you, do we have a drum roll? Sorry, I'm springing that on you, Dave.
Let me see if I can dig one up.
I'll do
one.
You
can just add one.
Have never had yum cha.
Never had yum cha. And I would love to have yum cha. The trolleys go around and you get to pick
apparently,
food.
Apparently. I mean, it's funny that I'm so astounded that you haven't because I'm not even sure I've tried it either.
Haven't you?
I think maybe once. I'm not fully sure. But I think a proper yum cha is people with trolleys come around with all different types of food, dumplings, and you pick what you want off it.
I love the idea of it so much and I can't believe I've never done it.
No.
People go and they tell me they have long lunches of yum cha.
It's a very Sunday morning, 11 a.m.-ish thing to do. My friends do it all the time. Yeah. So do they have the bit in the middle that goes round or is that different?
You're asking someone who's never done it.
I don't know why I'm asking. Sonda, do they have the thing in the middle?
Depends on how big the table is. Mm. So if you've got an extremely large table, you can have a lazy Susan round thing in the middle to help give access to the guest to have all the...
Right.
In the middle.
Yes.
That made no sense.
That is a thing that spins. It's not just a woman who rotates on the middle. I'd love that, though. Fill Susan's hands up again. Spin her.
Well, hey, because tomorrow I have organised, I haven't really organised. Sonda, you've done all the hard work. We have organised that we're going to do the show while having a yum cha.
Live?
Yeah.
Live yum cha?
We're going to a yum cha restaurant.
Live cha?
And we're going to do radio live cha style.
Coming at cha. No, hang on, wait. If I had more time,
I'm sure by tomorrow you will have thought of it. Yeah. But I just had a thought.
Fun cha.
You said Lazy Susan.
Yes.
You can have your own Lazy Susan if you'd like.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't mean the thing going round. We get a lazy Susan to come.
We get a woman named Susan who's lazy to come.
Yeah, and she just drives the trolley around really slowly in a really lazy manner.
No, but how about if she's lazy, we get a few of them?
Amazing. Because we do want to eat.
Yeah. So what do we need? On 13 10 60.
How many do you think? Three lazy Susans?
Let's see who we get.
Okay.
On 13 10 60, if your name is Susan and you'd like to come and have fun cha with us tomorrow, I'll work on the name, give us a call now.
Yeah. What if you've never done yum cha? We should invite people to come. We don't want to eat alone, do we?
You know what
it's fun
I like?
With people.
I like one guest.
Why?
I feel like a lot of radio shows are like, let's invite heaps of people, let's make it a party. I'm more of a targeted approach.
Okay, is there
one
a specific
golden ticket?
Demographic, or you just want people to call up and you'll pick who deserves the
yum-cha?
If
I'm honest, I want Tim O'Matic to come.
He comes to all of our parties.
Yeah, I just want Tim.
Well, can we get Tim O'Matic, Sonda?
I'll reach out and see.
Okay,
come on,
but,
Tim O'Matic.
If not, I will take anyone.
Okay. Call up if you want to come as Tommy's plus one to yum-cha, or if you're a Susan that's lazy.
God, I'd love an obscure celebrity. I'd love someone from a reality show years ago.
Okay.
Well, ask for them.
They'll
if
be
you're
available.
Listening, hot dogs? No. Who are you thinking?
Galen.
Galen?
Ooh,
yep.
Galen be good.
Oh, Dave wants Galen. All right.
No, we'll take one guest.
Yep. Okay.
So we need as many lazy Susans as we can get and one special guest, 13 10 60. Give us a call now.
Yep.
Great.
All right. We'll take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
All right, so tomorrow
we're giving you
an experience you've never had. We're doing the show live from a yum cha restaurant,
never
so you can
yum
have
cha.
Yum cha.
Yeah, this is great. Fun cha.
Oriental Tea House we're going to.
Great.
Yep.
Love it.
Flood it. Come down. Scream at the windows. Oh, no, I saw saying, our producer saying don't do that. No, okay.
I also thought that goes against the thing we just said before.
What?
All the other radio shows always go, let's make it big.
Oh, and sorry, like, you just want one person.
Yeah, yeah.
It just doesn't seem as fun.
Okay.
But you want a few Susans, lazy Susans.
You want some actual women named Susan who are lazy who can serve us the food.
Can I just clarify, do they have to slide around on the table or they push around the trolleys?
You always ask me this question and you know my preferred method is always sliding around on the table.
Good. Kinga, am I saying it right? Kinga?
Yeah, Kinga.
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 Kinga. Yes.
Are you,
that's an awesome name.
You're obviously not a Susan.
No, so not a Susan.
But you would like to come to the Fun Char party?
Yep, I would love to. We went to Yum Cha in Singapore. That's the only time I've ever been. So very authentic.
Is there anything about it we haven't mentioned that is part of the Yum Cha experience that we don't know about?
That's pretty spot on what you guys are saying. Lots of little plates coming up and you just get to choose what you like. Lots of weird and wonderful things to choose from. So it was good.
Kingi, when you had Yum Cha in Singapore, did you have a woman on the middle of the table rotating slowly that you could take food off?
No, unfortunately, I was with my children, so that might not have been appropriate, but... Yeah.
You don't want it to be risque.
She's clothed.
Yeah.
Jeez, Kinga, you're fun.
All right, so Kinga's an option because you only want one guest. Okay, so Kinga's an option. We'll park Kinga for a minute.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to Rod, shall we? Because Rod, I understand you've never been to Yum Cha, is that right?
That is correct, yes.
Oh, Rod sounds fun. Yep. Rod, why should you be our guest at our Fun Cha party?
Well, guys, I've never been and I am mid-40s.
Yep. Okay.
Do you think if you say Fun Cha enough, it's going to catch on?
I think so. Yeah,
yes, because
it's
not yet.
Isn't it?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. It could by the end of this, though.
Rod, do you like the name Fun Cha?
I do. I love it. I reckon it's great.
Rod's a ripper.
Oh, you're sucking up now, Rod, aren't you?
Rod's a ripper. Good on you, Rod. Hold the line.
Okay. What about Brendan? Brendan, you're obviously not a lazy Susan. Have you never had Yum Cha before?
Not a Susan, no, but nominating a Susan.
Ooh. Who's your nomination?
My mum, and she'd love a trip to come and see my brother.
Oh, she's a Susan. So you
are. Is she lazy though?
Yeah, great question.
She's a grandma. We've made her a grandma. She's getting on. I'd tick in the lazy box some days.
I mean, that feels old, but not necessarily lazy.
I'm not above making an old woman skin on the table so I can take food off her.
The reason for the call is when I heard Yum Cha, a story came to mind. I think you'd love it. She's in Hong Kong with my dad. And Tommy, you haven't had Yum Cha, but you've had Chinese, yeah?
I have, yes.
Okay. How do you pick the Chinese restaurant?
How do you what?
How do you choose a good Chinese restaurant?
Usually if there's a lot of Chinese people in it.
Okay. So my mum and dad in Hong Kong, she chose the restaurant because it was full of Chinese people.
Yes.
In China.
It's good.
It's funny.
You were just fun. You were just so nervous it was going to be racist.
I was very racist.
Yes. Brendan, I think that's great. Okay. And I think your mum/grandma, Lazy Susan, sounds
could be
great.
Good. All right. Oh, do we have any? Oh, we've actually got a Susan. Susan, are you lazy?
Yeah, some would say.
Yeah, okay.
What's the laziest thing you've ever done?
Well, my story is I am a teacher, but I am currently working over the holidays because I took an extra week over summer. So everyone says as if we don't get enough holidays, but I stayed on until February.
But now you're working through your holidays.
Yeah, that's true. But
it would require her taking time off her job to come, which means she's pretty lazy at her job if she's going to come to Yum Cha on a Wednesday.
How do you feel about spinning around the table with your hands full of food?
Sounds fabulous.
Oh, you,
okay, so we've got two Susans.
Great.
One
are
more
they in?
Susan.
Both those Susans are in?
Yeah, because you said you want lots of Susans.
Okay, great.
So we've got Brendan's mum. We've got that Susan.
Yep.
What about
another Susan?
Another Susan.
Oh, hello, other Susan?
Hello.
Hello. Hey, ah. Susan, are you lazy?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. What have you done today?
I used Siri to actually dial you guys because I could not be bothered dialing the phone.
You are a woman after my own heart, and you are in, Susan. If you can be bothered to make it to the party tomorrow, you are in.
I'll see how I feel.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
All right, so we went as a team, a collective team, to see your comedy show the other night.
Yes.
Except for the guy that was having the colonoscopy. He couldn't come,
yeah,
Mitchie.
Actually, to get a camera stuck up his bum.
And Sonda, who had an emergency, she couldn't come.
Yes.
But the rest of the team came.
Yes.
And we had such a good night.
Great.
And I don't need to state the obvious that you were very, 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 very funny.
Thanks, Bickies.
It was
That's
a night
lovely.
Well spent. However, I spent a lot of the night unable to enjoy your show.
Why?
Because
you told me you had a great time.
I did. But I couldn't help but feel embarrassed for your mum and dad who were sitting behind me.
Yeah, they were there the same night that you were there.
Yes. And the thing that surprised me about your show is I expected a lot of young 20-somethings. I thought that was kind of your demo.
Yeah.
There were so many older women there. Did you know that you had, your demo is older women? They were everywhere.
Do you know what happens, though? You were in the good seats and you have to book very early for those seats, and that tends to skew the older people into those seats. So the further back you go, the younger the audience gets.
There was a lot of partners, men there, that weren't as excited about being there as the women.
Screaming women and a few men. A lot of tattooed up men who come up to me after the show and they're like, man, I got dragged along, but that was awesome.
Oh, that's good. But then there was your mum and dad.
Yes.
And weirdly, we were also there the same night they were there last year as well.
Yes.
Do they come often?
They come once each year.
I would imagine that's all they could handle. Yeah. Because the content of your show, I don't understand how you can do it in front of your mum and dad.
Well, I mean, why? Why?
Well, what about the point?
They've heard it all before. They're adults.
We're going to have to beat this, but the bit where you talk about...
Yes.
And there's a bit you talk about how you... And then there's the bit where you talk about...
Yeah.
All of that is content that I couldn't ever say in front of my parents.
Mate, we talk about on this show that time I tried to pick up a Russian prostitute and she rejected me.
Yeah, like, that's different.
Why?
Because that's talking around the issue. This is just like smacking the issue right in the face.
Yeah, that's why stand-up's fun.
It is. Anyway, I wanted to ask you, did your mum and dad say to you how they find watching it?
Yeah, mum and dad said at this show in particular that they were quite proud of me.
I mean, it is a beautiful show. No, it is. You talk about some quite deep issues. You just every now and then you spatter a bit of...
Filth.
But your mum, how does she feel about it?
Yeah, she's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah. She laughs.
Doesn't want to be like referred to anymore, though.
She doesn't like when I talk to... I used to talk to her in the crowd a lot.
Yeah.
And she doesn't like that. And so she made me promise to not point her out in the crowd. And even I said, should we get her on to talk about her? And I spoke to her and I said, Mum, did you want to talk about the show? And she goes, oh, no, thanks.
But your dad has agreed to come on.
Yes.
He's just wrapped up his Pilates class.
Yeah. So, he told our producer, Annabelle, I think he's doing some new moves, which is pretty exciting.
The down
about.
Dog.
Yeah.
We will have the enforcer up next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Discussing your comedy show.
Yes.
Because we went to it the other night. It's awesome, but it is very crude.
It's blue.
Lots of swear words, lots of innuendo. Actually, not even innuendo, just like straight in your face.
Sing-along tundras. We mentioned some of it before, all of which got beeped, and you wanted to know what my parents thought because they were sitting behind
me.
Because
I was blushing for them.
Yeah, well, Dad joined us on the line now. Hey, Enforcer.
Oh, hi, Tomo.
How are you?
Hey, Ian, how are you?
G'day, Kerry. I'm very good.
Now, I was checking you out behind me at Tommy's comedy show the other day, and I was watching your face, not in a creepy way, for a lot of the show, because
I
wondered how...
Oh, I thought it was a creepy way, yeah.
Did you think, who was this creepy blonde girl in front of me checking me out?
I did. I thought, whoa, this could be my night, yeah.
I'm not sure if you've got a good poker face or not, but... How do you find Tommy's stand-up? Do you find it offensive in any way?
No, it's just like being at home, really, yeah.
So it doesn't make you blush?
No.
Wow. What about
laughs at stuff the same as
everyone? I'm a man of the world, Kerry.
Yeah.
What about your wife?
No, she's right, yeah, because she's used to a spin like that. Yeah, she's used to... being with a man of the world, yeah. So,
yeah.
You know, all this thing happens. Yeah, it's life, yeah.
Yeah, we've all had a crack at a in our time, haven't we, Dad?
We have, yeah.
Yeah.
So has he ever said anything that you've wished he hadn't said?
Yeah. I would say once, yes.
What was that?
I think he wasn't too polite about Margaret Court. I think he was a bit out of line there, but...
I called her
true, but out of line. Mm, mm.
Yes, right. Your dad doesn't even bat an eyelid when you say that word. So,
no.
So your family Christmases
see, even
must
says,
be funny.
I think your problem with that, Dad, was not the sentiment. I think you agree with me on the sentiment. It was just probably the
language.
Yeah, I could have been more verbally dexterous.
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
While we've got you here, Ian... Are there any girls on the horizon that you've heard about?
Ah, well, I was working on one for a while.
Oh, who's that?
Oh, her name is Amber.
Yeah, that she was a nurse. Dad had to get his
and
eyes done.
And she's a stunner, yeah.
Yeah.
I had cataract surgery and she was the
dear the nurse.
And then you could see her so clearly after the surgery and you saw that she was hot.
Yeah, but then, Dad, how much, what was the follow-up? You sent me a picture of you and her together and then...
Did he?
Yeah, saying this girl would be great for you. But then you didn't get me any, there was no follow-up. What happened?
No, I failed, yeah.
What sort of girl do you think would be perfect for your son?
Someone who's very tolerant and someone who's very independent.
Yeah, I agree.
He's never around, no.
That's right, yeah.
And someone with an equally filthy mouth, maybe.
No, I don't think so. No. Someone with a good sense of humour.
Yeah. Hey, Dad, I've got a big show at Hamer Hall on this Saturday night, an extra one. It's at 9:30.
I thought Hamer Hall was meant to be like a really nice, respectable kind of place.
It's the Arts Centre. It's one of the biggest theatres in the country.
Do you think you should be dropping those words in Hamer Hall?
Yeah, it's time to rip Hamer Hall a new one, I reckon. too many toffs go to that joint. Pa, can you give the people a plug for my show and tell them why they should come and see my show this Saturday night if you live in Melbourne?
If you live in Melbourne, or even if you don't live in Melbourne, come to Melbourne, I think. Yeah. I think you come to the show because you will have a good time. You will laugh from start to finish. It's good. It's really well put together. The whole thing flows. And there's never a moment in it where you have a look at your watch and think, oh, geez, when this guy's going to finish rabbiting on? Or it's really funny.
I love how you've taught your dad that we're a national show.
Yes.
Come to Melbourne even.
You don't even have to be
in Melbourne. So how many stars, Ian? How many stars?
Oh, five. It's definitely, if you've been to any of Tommy's shows before, it gets better every year. This is his best show, I reckon.
I can't imagine your dad dropping any bad words.
I love you, Pa. You're a buddy ripper. Thank you, mate.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. It's all part of the service, yeah.
Thanks, the enforcer.
See you, Pa.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.